Very quickly to recap on yesterday's proceedings, for those of you who weren't there, and sadly we've lost quite a few of our participants. But we started with Rifka Jaffa, who spoke about, sort of visual and performative cultures in Kingston, Jamaica, and how they kind of reinforce particular kind of social structures and narratives of belonging that are particular to Kingston, particularly in relation to kind of gang culture and so on, and donmanship. And Lucy followed that, exploring literary representations of perhaps what you might call an aesthetic of violence and spatial segregation also in Kingston, and which also kind of raised issues perhaps around the relationship between ethnography as a practice and literary criticism or literary representation, and how far we should kind of see those two things working together. It made me think in particular of the work of the so-called urban ethno-novelists of Martinique, which again, Wendy, you know a lot about, and how far we can see fiction as also a form of ethnography and how that relates to our kind of research interests. And then that was followed by Christine Chivalon from Bordeaux, who quite interestingly refocused the discussion on the rural landscape of Martinique and Guadeloupe, thinking about the relationship between historical and collective memory and the way in which invented forms of memorialization contrast with a sort of narratives of belonging and memory which are read through the landscape. And I think perhaps relate quite neatly to what you're going to be talking about, a sort of aesthetics of reticence, where the history of slavery is, how do we go about memorializing this history, this past? Is it a history that we want to make explicit, or is it more of an invisible past that is relived through sort of more subtle narratives? And then Kirsten talked about the literary and sort of visual aesthetics of irreal aesthetics, which seem to suggest almost a kind of evisceration of the rural landscape through very rapid modernization and urbanization in San Juan, and the sort of broader kind of ecological narrative that's associated with that. Again, sort of highlighting, I think, the kind of sort of perhaps dialectical connection between urban and rural culture in the Caribbean, how we might think about that in terms of constructing these narratives of identity and belonging and memory.